You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday, co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. The ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. The first of several budget listening sessions throughout Winnebago County will be held tonight to learn more about the proposed 2026 county budget. At each session, Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz will give a short presentation highlighting county functions, major priorities, and changes in the budget. The presentation will be followed by the opportunity for residents to ask questions and make statements. For a complete list of the budget listening sessions and links to budget documents, see the story at wiss.fm. Gas prices inched up just a bit over the last week, rising 2.2 cents a gallon to a national average of 3.14. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, said price cycling ahead of a switch to winter gasoline is the primary reason for the increase. In Wisconsin, the average price for a gallon of gas is up 0.8 cents a gallon to $2.89. Appleton's average price for gas is up 1.1 cents per gallon to $2.82, and in Oshkosh, gas is averaging $2.89 a gallon. Public health authorities in Shawnee County are advising residents to take precautions and make sure pets and livestock are vaccinated against rabies after a wild bat in the town of Green Valley tested positive for the disease. This is the 26th rabid bat found in Wisconsin so far this year. September is Workforce Development Month, and Wisconsin is a leader in workforce programming. We're the first state to have a registered apprenticeship program, and now we have another program to help workers. Sholly Pittman has more.
The Department of Workforce Development will host Workforce Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at its job centers across the state.
Workforce Wednesdays help people connect. We've got career navigators to kind of look at people's resumes and see opportunities and help guide them to, you know, either getting a job, finding a better job.
Lee Sensenbrenner is Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. He tells Civic Media that the goal is to help people with the stress of finding a new job.
Hunting for a job can be pretty lonely and frustrating, right? And so the job centers are a chance to actually talk with a person who has expertise and years of helping people navigate this.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate is at 3.1%, and that's lower than the national average. But faced with a rapidly changing work landscape, finding a new job can be tough.
There could be people who've never done an online interview, you know, completely foreign. So to practice that and to do the setup, run through some things, I think that's exactly kind of the things that the staff at DWE is ready to help with.
The Workforce Wednesdays can help you find the right career and also help folks with specialized services for veterans or if you're living with a disability or have been involved in the criminal system. If you're hunting for a job online, Sensenbrenner recommends the Job Center of Wisconsin.
Tomorrow's Workforce Wednesday is from 10 until 2 at the Fox Valley Job Center inside of the Oshkosh Library. A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following 5 inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when 2 inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. 5 other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct. Yesterday marked the first day of fall here in Wisconsin and across the Northern Hemisphere. Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what's happening.
Happy fall, y'all. And I'm sure you've noticed it's darker for longer in the morning now, and the sun is setting earlier, too. Shorter days happen fast. In just the month of September, we lose almost an hour and a half of daylight. Which is exactly why the leaves start to change colors now, too. Trees are sensitive to changes in their environment, and the sunlight triggers the tree to produce chlorophyll. That's how it makes energy and why the leaves are green, a process called photosynthesis. So in summer, we simply have more hours of sun available. Now that's being pulled away. Just like our moods may be falling with less light, foliage does too. Popping vibrant reds, oranges, and yellows, no wonder people color chase to our north woods. Some spots to check out fall foliage right now: Green Bay, Medford, Spooner, and Eagle River area. Mother Nature is painting the landscape. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball: the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL: the Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle has repeated as champ at the box office from last weekend. The film held off newcomer Him, the Jordan Peele-produced thriller that stars Marlon Wayans and Tariq Withers. Him opened with just over $13 million, about $4 million behind repeat champ Demon Slayer, which pulled in $17.5 million in its second week. The Conjuring Last Rites opened at number 3 with just under $13 million in its third week, bringing its total to $151 million. Rounding out the top 5 were Downton Abbey and The Long Walk, which both pulled in $6.3 million. Two newcomers failed to crack the top 10, and one had major star power in Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey couldn't overcome bad reviews and was a box office bomb with $3.5 million at the gate. The Senior, starring Michael Chiklis, had great reviews but only managed $2.5 million at the box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny Wednesday, a high of 70. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.